The trial of Italy's former interior minister, Matteo Salvini, began on Saturday in Palermo. He stands charged with kidnapping and dereliction of duty for preventing a boat from disembarking migrants after they were rescued at sea. The court quickly approved the prosecution's list of witnesses, including Italy's former prime minister and the actor Richard Gere, who volunteered on the boat that was blocked from docking.
Defending the borders is a duty not only for a minister, but for everyone, and it's emphasized in our Constitution. I think being accused of doing my homework is nonsense. I'm sorry that Richard Gere is coming to testify at the trial. I wonder if it's serious that Richard Gere of Hollywood is going to testify about my behavior at a trial.
At the heart of the case is Salvini's 2019 order to block that boat, which was carrying 147 migrants, from docking on Italian shores. The vessel, operated by the Spanish NGO Open Arms, had rescued the migrants in the middle of the Mediterranean and spent 3 weeks waiting for a safe port so they could disembark. At the time, Salvini had decreed a closed ports policy meant to keep migrants from trying to cross the Mediterranean. That policy kept the migrants waiting about 2 weeks within sight of the Italian island of Lampedusa. During that time, many jumped into the sea and attempted to swim to shore. The experience of being kept at sea had a devastating effect on the migrants, according to the psychologist who spoke to them while they were still on the boat.
Being kept on board meant they were re-traumatized again and again. They felt continuously abused. It was an abuse of power.
Salvini says he was just carrying out the policies of the government at the time. This trial comes right as Matteo Salvini finds himself in one of the weakest political moments of his career. And in many of his statements, he's deflecting from the main issues at hand and blaming the trial on an overzealous judicial system that he says is wasting taxpayers' money. If convicted, Salvini could face up to 15 years in prison. With more than 24 witnesses set to testify, the case will carry on for several months. Adam Rainey, Al Jazeera, Rome.